Okay, it's 7:54, and right now 68 here in Greenfield. And we're going to check in with Mick. We're going to go online, in fact. MontagueWebWorks.com. We'll check out that website in just a moment. But first, our Montague WebWorks website of the week. What's up, Mick?
Hey, Kevin. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm moving.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I've done that for the last time.
It's not a fun thing.
I hope you've done it for the last time this time.
Well, probably for a long time.
Yeah.
Hopefully, yeah. So, when you're moving, you got to get rid of a bunch of stuff.
And, absolutely.
And listeners
good
of your,
time to purge.
That's right. Chuck and purge. Listeners to your show may remember that I took an ad out on the Saturday thing a couple of Saturdays back.
Hey, oh, yeah, Bear Swaps.
That's right.
Mick's Moving Tag Sale.
We did rather well with that.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks very much. The ad was, you did a good job with that.
But thanks, bud.
I needed more with that.
Really?
So I went online and I used a resource I'm sure many people know, but not everybody, and that's Craigslist.
Yes.
.com. And that's Craigs list.com.
I've used Craigslist before, sure.
It's quite something.
How did that work out for you?
It worked out pretty well. I posted that there was a tag sale, a lot of people came because of that, and I got emails and calls from people wanting like the bed and other stuff, and that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And Craigslist started in California as a little email thing, and now it's like this worldwide thing that's in every country. And
sure, yeah, everywhere.
So if you go to Craigslist, if you're, they have programming on the website that sometimes can figure out where you are. So if you're on your cell phone, you know, smartphone, and you go to Craigslist.com, mm-hmm. it'll realize where you are and automatically send you to the regional version of it. And
right.
for us, that's
there's a Western Mass, right?
Westernmass.craigslist.com.
Okay.
Right. And they've got everything. They've got buy, sell. They've got, you know, autos and cars, you know, all the different categories.
Real estate, jobs.
Jobs, personals.
Okay, now here's my question about Craigslist. I've heard a lot of people talk about, you know, the security that's involved with Craigslist.
Right.
And a lot of people are concerned about that. What are your thoughts?
Concerned about the security with Craigslist?
Yeah. You know, if you put your phone number on it, they end up getting spammed a lot and... some people, identity theft, that type of thing.
Wow.
Well, when I go on and I'll see someone, you know, if they're selling something, they'll spell out their phone number instead of write their phone number out.
Really?
Yeah.
I've not heard about that.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't heard about that. I mean, I've seen ads and a lot of people put in like text me at this, and it seems it didn't appear to be an issue, at least for the people that were posting.
Mm-hmm.
I should look up into that. You're telling me something now.
Maybe a Craigslist part two, Montague WebWorks.
That could be. But they do have, if you post something, you have to give them your email address and all that. And then they will repoint a custom-made random email address that's at Craigslist.com.
Yep.
So that when people say they want to contact you, it'll use like, you know, something 259 at Craigslist.com, and that will bounce over to your email address. So the people that are sending you will not get your email address. They can't spam you. And then that's
important to a lot of people.
Oh, and to me as well. I mean, I don't want everyone to have my email address. And it should not be posted right out in the post like that, because that will get taken. I hadn't heard about the phone numbers, but you never, never put your email address out on a public web page anywhere, ever.
You're just asking for it.
You will get junk mail like you've never seen before.
Now, one of my favorite parts about Craigslist is the free section. Love the free section. And this is good if you're trying to just get rid of stuff like you were.
Right.
I know you were trying to, you know, get some money for it because you had good stuff. But if you're just trying to get rid of stuff,
right.
I have learned that there are people out there that want your stuff. Mm-hmm. Even if you think it's the biggest piece of trash out there,
right.
Who would want to pick this up? There is someone. So you put it on the free part of Craigslist, and someone is going to come by and pick it up for you.
It'll be gone in a day.
It'll be one less dump run that you got to make.
That's right. That's a good thing.
And then I look on free stuff for stuff that I want.
That's right.
So it's give and take.
That fool, they're throwing away that thing?
Can't believe it.
I'm driving right out there right now.
All right, Craigslist.com. This is our Montague WebWorks website of the week here at Bear Country 95.3. Let's talk about Montague WebWorks and your involvement with our 30% off store, if you could.
Yeah, I'm up there. If you out there listening at home thinking about, hey, my website's, you know, not very good anymore, or I don't have one, or I just start up a new company and I have to put up a website and you need one, you give me a call and you go onto the Bear 30% store and buy some certificates and save yourself some money, and we'll honor them and build your website.
There you go. You turn in those 30% off gift certificates, and you end up with a brand new website for you or your business or your group. 30% off store. The link is at bear953.com. We're at 7:59. Coming up, all the local headlines. First up, we've got Tyler Farr and his song called Redneck Crazy. This is Bear Country 95.3.